Now that someone else was actually pulling the strings behind the scenes, Lord Overseer Pillbox was feeling less apprehensive in her new role. Plus, she had to admit that the power she now wielded was intoxicating. The senators were all filling their seats. Each gave her a nod as they walked past. They were respectful nods, too, nods that contained an equal measure of desire and fear. Oh yes, she could get used to this. Pillbox had never seen the chambers from the Lord Overseer's position. Nobody had, except Veli, of course, which explained the stink emanating from the oddly shaped chair she sat upon. She would need to have seating more fitting to her person installed and also get the area fumigated. While she had come in through the main doors of the stateroom, she noted there was a door behind her as well. This made sense, seeing that nobody had ever seen Veli before. Well, at least no one who was still living. He kept the position shrouded in darkness, something she refused to do, and slip in and out without ever being spotted. Pillbox now understood the reason for his secrecy, and also why many other senators she knew kept themselves from public view as well. It was for security reasons. She assumed they too had secret entrances to their respective chairs, though she doubted they were dinosaurs. From her perch, she was able to look down on everyone else. Even high-ranking senators whom she used to gaze up at were now at her feet, relatively speaking. Just as she was about to call the chambers to order, she noticed a little green button on the armrest of the chair. She pressed it. A series of displays lit up in front of her, just under the lip of the wall that blocked her torso from showing. They were flipping back and forth between the various senators who were all engaged in discourse. As each person came into focus, their names were displayed along with a number of buttons that contained actions such as put on kill list, summon to my office after putting on kill list, and so on. Also, she found that she was able to clearly see all Senate members who were shrouded in darkness. Her heart raced at this, but she couldn't let it rattle her. Again, she was allowing herself to be seen, so she had to wear a mask of calm. Besides, it was time to step up and get things rolling.
"The meeting will come to order," she said in a powerful voice and at a volume that even surprised her.
The current chair's acoustics clearly allowed for amazing projection, unless it was simply a microphone somewhere that she couldn't see.
"As you all know,"
she said, fighting to keep the shakiness that she felt from showing in her voice,
"we are rounding up Veli's supporters and exacting justice upon them."
She pointed to the mass of citizens who were seated in a well.
"This group of people represent quite a number of their flock."
"Excuse me, ma'am,"
one of the men said, standing up while raising his hand.
"I'm not a Veli supporter."
"Silence," she commanded, and then blinked at him. "Wait, what?"
The fellow took off his hat and held it with both hands in a respectful manner.
"I'm a long-standing supporter of the Had It With the Killings group, ma'am. In fact, if you look at my membership card, it shows that I was the third person to join."
"Bring me that card,"
she commanded a guard, who took the card and stuck it in a tube that zipped up to her position. She studied it for a moment.
"This doesn't look like one of our cards."
"No, ma'am. I signed up online and never rose to a position of power. But if you look at the bottom of the card, you'll see that it marks me as a standard member."
"Oh, right."
She placed the card back into the tube and then cleared her throat.
"Obviously, we made a mistake with you, sir. I'm sure we'll make it up to you somehow."
"I'm also a Had It With the Killings group member, ma'am,"
an older lady said while waving.
"But I have to say that this is exciting. I've never been in the Senate House before. Well, there was that one time when I was younger. Senator O'Cap brought me into his office for a little afternoon delight. But we never came into this room."
"Seriously?"
"Yes, ma'am,"
the lady replied.
"He said it was one thing for us to do the naughty in his office, but quite another to—"
"No, I mean, you're seriously not a Veli supporter?"
"Oh, no, ma'am. I find his ethics severely lacking.